This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Time for another audio described theatre review here on RNIB Connect Radio, as I'm joined again by Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands. Hello, Vidar, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely to be talking with you and listeners again, Toby. Hi.
This week we have the return to the stage of Sebastian Falk's epic story of love and loss with Birdsong at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre. I do remember listening to the audiobook version of Birdsong and watching the TV adaptation too, but Vidar, I wonder how much more vivid was your experience of seeing Birdsong at the Birmingham Rep?
Well, I think, Toby, I would go as far as to say that this is one of the most gripping productions I've ever seen. I remember reading the novel. It's, in fact, the 30th anniversary of Sebastian Falk's novel this year. That was very powerful in itself, listening to that on audiobooks. And it apparently was produced at the Rep where I saw it this time back in 2014. I don't think I did see it then. And if I did, I think I would have definitely remembered if I had. Anyway, this was really, really gripping, not least because of the audio description provided by Carolyn Smith. And obviously anything which focuses a lot of its attention on the horrendous activities of the First World War is inevitably going to be poignant and harrowing.
Because it's very interesting how it sort of, I suppose, the story is in three acts. You've got, you know, sort of pre-war France, where Stephen Raisford first meets Isabel Azaire, and, you know, then we go to full sort of, I suppose, blown out war during the sort of First World War in the trenches, where he's now an officer in the British Army in charge of a unit in the Somme. And then we come to the sort of final act where it flips between, I suppose, life in the trenches and life back home and his search for Isabel, where he does briefly meet her again for a moment. And there are some great performances and also a very interesting set, which I think very cleverly moves from one location to another. So I do think that there's something about going to see something in the theatre that you probably don't get from the audiobook or the TV adaptation.
That's very true, and interesting you talk about the set and the clever use of the set. We had expected there to be a touch tour, but in fact, for entirely understandable reasons, not least the fact that the lead actor had lost his voice and the understudy had to take up the main role and they were rehearsing, so we didn't get onto the stage to actually see the set. However, all credit to the Rep and indeed Carolyn, who spoke with us all over a relaxed session where she described the set, she described the costumes, she described the characters. And although we didn't literally get a feel for some of that in terms of the props and costumes, it was very informative and worked well. And a nice gesture from the Rep was that we were also given a voucher for a coffee or a glass of wine, since we'd not got the full audio described experience as they would see it, but I think for entirely understandable, legitimate reasons.
And that's what happens in theatre, doesn't it? You know, sometimes things happen and an understudy has to step in, and that's all part of the theatre experience. And I do think there's something about going to see a story like Birdsong that's played out on the stage, you know, sort of where you've got all the sound effects, you've got the great sort of setting, you've got the performances from the actors, which really takes you to that experience of what soldiers were experiencing during World War One, which I don't think you get from listening to an audiobook or watching a TV series.
I think that's very true, and it's unimaginably harrowing. It's very moving, and I think probably there were quite a few people in the auditorium who shed the odd tear or so, including yours truly. It was a very powerful production in terms of the acting of all the cast as well, and the three acts simply sped by. And in fact, it's made me think that I might revisit listening to the audiobook again, because it's a while since I last heard it.
Do you think that when you go back to something like Birdsong, when you've seen it on stage and you're listening to the book again, are the images in your mind influenced by that experience of going to see it on the stage?
Absolutely, undoubtedly. Whenever I have read something after I have seen it as a theatre production, then my mind's eye sort of captures, if you like, the set and the costumes and the characters from that production. So that's very influential as far as I'm concerned, yeah.
Well, maybe Birdsong might come back to the Rep in the future, or maybe go on tour. And I suspect it would be a good one for people to find out whether they are going to be able to see it at their local theatre and do go and see it. But to find out more about access, including details of audio-described performances at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre, do visit birmingham-rep.co.uk/your-visit/accessibility. Next time, Vida, you will be reviewing Welsh National Opera's production of Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro.
That's right, Toby. A little bit of opera next time when we speak, all being well.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Vida, for sharing your audio-described review of Birdsong at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Great to talk to you, Toby. Thank you very much.